It's the Mariners and the Angels doing battle Friday night in Anaheim. Let's pick up the action in the bottom of the first with a milestone moment for Mike Trout.
Down the stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a high drive deep into the night left center field. Haniger to the warning track to the wall. Goodbye baseball out to bedrock. Mike Trout with his 32nd home run of the season gives the Angels a quick 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And the 0-2 to Zunino. Swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Going and going, and this one is gone. Goodbye baseball. That one is out to bedrock. Mike Zunino with a 2-run home run here in the top of the sixth inning. It's now the Mariners 5 and the Angels 2 for Mike Zunino, his 25th home run of the season. With Kyle Seager aboard, it's the third home run for the Mariners tonight. Vincent kicks and he delivers. Swing and a drive deep to left field. Gamble going back, looking up. Goodbye baseball. Trout's second home run of the night. And it's now the Mariners 5 and the Angels 3. He jumped on Nick Vincent's first pitch here in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2 the count on Valbuena. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball swing and a fly ball deep down the right field line. In toward the corner. It's going to be a fair ball. Here comes Young. Calhoun running third, heading home. The throw, the relay by Cano to the plate, not in time. Calhoun scores behind Young. Two runs are in. Valbuena in at second with a two-out, two-run double. And the Angels have just taken over the lead at 6-5.
Angels get the 6-5 comeback win. It was yet another achievement for Mike Trout, who joins Alex Rodriguez as the only players in history with 200 homers and 150 steals before their age 26 seasons, though Trout reached those marks in 13 fewer games than A-Rod. Here's Mariners skipper Scott Servais after the loss.
I think Vinny trying to finish it off. He has been our eighth inning guy all year, he's running on fumes. We know that, but kind of where we're at in the ball game tonight, we want to give him a chance to, try to go out there and knock it down, and made a mistake to Trout, and ran into some trouble there, and I thought we just couldn't put him away. We had two strikes on Crone, and two strikes on Calhoun, and two strikes on Valbuena. And got to give those guys credit. They got the balls in play, and they hit him in good spots, and we just couldn't put him away.
Scott, Mike tonight, two-run homer, a double, another really big night.
Outstanding. I can't say enough about the season he's had with the bat and the confidence he's gained, and big home run tonight. Surprised that ball carried out of the ballpark, and a double after that. So, he's an outstanding run here since he's come back. They're in late May, and really been a key going forward with us is what he can do in the upside potential offensively. It's just a difference maker behind the plate. You don't see that many guys swing the bat like that behind the plate. So, he's had a nice season. Tonight's ball game. I thought we played a good game. I thought we did. We just didn't get the final out there in the eighth inning. They put some good at-bats together against us, and that happens some nights. We just couldn't put them away. The Angels are tough to strike out. That's one of the things they're known for, and just couldn't, finish them off.
Hey, Segura gets three hits, and then pulling back.
Yeah,
Gene's, is that 300?
Yeah, Gene's finger, had been an issue. He wanted to give it a go tonight. We got the three hits. We also want to see Gordon Beckham play tonight, too. So, it worked out there, and Gene's had a nice season for us, kind of battled through some injuries and whatnot. Obviously, he came out tonight and swung the bat well, but it was more of an opportunity. Let's get Gordon Beckham in the game and see what that looks like a little bit there.
We can see Beckham the next two instead of
possibly. Yeah, possibly. You can see a Motter in there. We'll see how everybody feels coming in tomorrow.
Any less heartbreaking when you absorb a real difficult loss at this point in the season?
We've had a few this year, unfortunately, and it's the time of year. Guys trying to end on a positive note and want to swing the bat well, you want to pitch well, you want to make the play, so you go home with a good taste in your mouth here at the end of the season. Unfortunately, we didn't reach our goal, and that was to get in the playoffs. So, loss is hurt, loss is a loss. Obviously, I thought we had the game in hand tonight, and I've said a couple times, we just couldn't put them away.
Trout's got 26 homers against the Mariners for his career. It just seems like there's not many places where you can pitch that guy where you can't do that.
You got small little windows you got to get into, and Vincent made a not a good pitch. I mean, I don't think that's where Vinny wanted to get the ball. It was on, looked like it was in the middle part of the play, middle end to Trout. Not ideal. Typically doesn't jump on the first pitch, but he was up there ready to hack. Obviously a great player, and he's had our number. There's no doubt about it. But you got small windows, and you got to attack him. And if you miss, he's going to make you pay.
It's got 10 days ago, you never think Nelly might get to 40, but he's on the verge.
Really, he has not. And I don't think it's really been, you know, it looks like he's just up there trying to hit him. It hasn't been a focus. He said to me, you know, probably a week ago, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to have good at-bats. And, you know, he's got the kind of swing, and he's so strong. If he does have good at-bats and squared up, you know, good things going to happen. So it's a testament to him and the year he's had, the career he's had. He just keeps grinding away. And he knows they come in bunches, and he's in a good spot right now. And hopefully he can get a couple more here before the season's over.
This series continues Saturday in Anaheim with Ricky Nolasco taking the mound for the Angels against Andrew Moore for the Mariners.